and it just ruined their house. And so many funny things happened there. Louise had taken things out of her cedar chest because she was afraid the water would get into the cedar chest, and put them up on the bed. Well, of course, the bed got wet too because the water just kept coming. It kept right on up to the tops of the windows almost. Well, finally, in the lull of the storm, the eye of the storm, they climbed down out of that attic room and swam. They got out of the kitchen somehow, I guess through letting down the top of the window. Mm-hmm. And went out to, they had tied a rowboat, why I don't know, but they had tied a rowboat to a tree out there, right back of the house. And they swam out and got into that rowboat and rowed back to the highway. And I saw the boat the next, after the water had gone down there, too later I went down there. And I saw that boat tied. It was just a very short distance away from the highway. That's where the water had come to. And they got out on the highway, and there was an old rat-a-trap Ford with some old man driving it. Picked them up and brought them up to West Palm Beach.
We're lucky.
That was quite an experience. And that water in that house has separated the floorboards. They have one floor down over another floor. And silver teaspoons had gotten down between those boards that had washed out off the table, off out of the silver tray. And yet, a china cabinet glass door in one side had slid or floated or something all the way across to the other side, and not a piece of china or glassware in that thing was hardly moved. Nothing was broken.
It's beautiful.
The storms do freak things. But that was a terrible experience for those folks. And at our house, we were two blocks back from the lake, but Mr. kept looking. He kept going out, flashing the flashlight. Of course, electricity was all off. I see him go to the window and turn the flashlight and look out. And I said, "What are you looking for?" He said, "I'm looking to see if the water is up this high." But it did. People that were down close to the lake in the lake block got water. Of course, it wasn't as bad as it was further down, because it piled up. And then they said when the storm turned and started to run out, it ran out for over 24 hours. It wasn't any tide. The water was just running out of the lake back into the ocean. And it washed out the inlet channel, deepened it, so I don't think they had to dredge it that year. There have been other storms. We had another storm here during the, when the boys were out at Morrison Field. They were out there waiting to get their discharges to go home after the Second World War was over. And we got a storm warning, and they sent all the boys, most of them, from the base, they sent in to town to get into a safe place. Well, there were three or four of them that we knew pretty well that used to come in weekends. And they came in and stayed with us, and we had a lot of fun. And,